Spark Community Initiative is something where we will be combining with the local authority digital strategies to make sure that we can deliver and get people to use as much of the digital facilities that are in a town or a village. For instance, we have in Tobercurry, we have the library, we have the school where they're doing a lot of digital work in the national schools and in the secondary schools, as well as looking at all the other available services that are there. And one of the other exciting things is that, you know, we're training people to upskill, like farmers, which is going on in Tobercurry. We're helping them so they can do their online applications, where older people who heretofore would not be using computers and now probably would be able to send an email over to or a message to their children, maybe wherever to be, in Australia or America, wherever to be, or their relations. So they are connected and there's nobody left out of the society as a result of the change in digital transformation.
This is one of the problems with this new technology sometimes, that people, and particularly older people, can feel isolated. This, I suppose, is a move to prevent that.
It is. It is too. It's an inclusive concept to make sure that young people get the right training so that they are using technology in the right way. The other thing is that we say farmers who now have to do a lot of their stuff online in terms of grant applications, keeping records of stock, lambing, calving, all this type of thing, that it is all kept online and it's a lot easier when you know how to do it. And what we want to do is remove the barriers and the fear. Older people, again, I saw firsthand this morning older people looking up to see where they might go on a weekend break, looking for the deals and whatever online. And I suppose that's the age we're in and that's the age we will continue to be in. So it's great to see the older people especially and the farm community who are maybe have felt that they were left behind are now being brought back into the occasion. And I suppose the other reality of it is that retail training and shopping online is now a reality. And we have a trading online voucher scheme which will help support small businesses to embrace the digital transformation. And basically, since its launch, over 5,000 businesses have been approved for the funding, and with over 12,000 businesses availing of the scheme, which means that they can up their opportunities and make sure that they're up there, that can compete online and try and trade online, which is what it's all about. And I think this scheme, we will continue this into 2019, where 1,000 new businesses will again be bringing their business online. And I think they're again through the local enterprise office, the LEO offices. So what we have is we have a lot of streams of assistance. And then we have a community like Tobercurry who are so enthused by the whole concept of being a digital community that they want to be digital first, and they are working from the ground up to make sure it happens. And I suppose this is what makes it happen. Now, from a national perspective, the National Broadband Plan is something that needs to be brought into fruition. And we hope that in the coming weeks that Minister Bruton will be bringing a Minmo cabinet on that. They're just finalising the whole area of the evaluation of the tender process.